It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
We're taking it on the road today. I am coming to you live from 405 Social. It is just north of the Turnpike on May. If you remember the old Shiki Japanese restaurant, well, this is in the same building, but now it's a lot different. They've got, I don't know how many kinds of beers. It looked like hundreds of kinds of beers, any kind of sporting event you might want to watch. We've got hors d'oeuvres for you to munch on. And we've also got a special guest, Eric Erickson, who did his show from our studios earlier today. He's going to be here and he's going to be giving a talk. He's going to be taking questions. He'll also take a selfie with you if you like. Our good friend Aaron Bilbreck from the morning show is here. We'll be talking to him as well. We've got plenty of people who volunteered to be on the air with us, so that'll be fine. It's going to be a great time today. Your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Email directly to lmatthews at freedom969.com. That's the website, freedom969.com. Find me on Facebook and on X profiles as well. More data on State Question 832 came out today. It is a what did I tell you moment. Five words for you. What did I tell you? More of the urban precincts supported raising the minimum wage. More of the rural precincts did not. Some of the corporate reporters in town have said, oh, it was wildly supported. Not really. However, I will give you the statistics, and it came out exactly the way I said it would. Has Trump managed to fix the Iranian situation to the point that future presidents won't have to worry about it? That is the question. I'm going to go over what the deal says and whether it's an MOU or an MOUSE. Luther finally got their town hall meeting to decide whether or not they're going to have a data center. Do you know how many people showed up? So many people showed up, they had to do it old school style in the downtown square because they couldn't fit everybody inside the building. They were worried about fire codes. And I can understand why, because that's how mad people were. They had cans of gasoline in their hands. No, they didn't, but they were mad enough to. And also, the attack at the UFC event that we now know was organized by an illegal immigrant. That could be a what did I tell you moment, but I won't go that far. Supreme Court sent out a ruling today on the Second Amendment. We'll get into that, too, and your calls to 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Let's get this started with Rowdy in Stroud. Is that where you are, Rowdy?
Prague. I'm in Prague.
In Prague. All right. Well, say hello to the infant Jesus for me while you're there.
All right. Well, I wish I was up there meeting you guys. I've just come in off of a job out in the field, so I said, man, I missed
you sound like you need a beer.
Exactly. But I know some people went to that Luther thing, and they were hot up there too. That's no joke. They don't want that up there in their area.
My assessment that people had cans of gasoline is not far off.
Yeah, we more carry guns than Luther.
Plenty of guns, no gasoline. Okay, that's fine.
Well, I'm sorry I don't get to get up and meet you and Eric, but what I was wanting to touch on is Trump, man, he's outrageous. He turned an adult film star into a comedian. Stormy Daniels is coming to a local comedy club here in Oklahoma City.
Oh, Stormy Daniels is coming to a comedy club. Well, she's got to pay off that debt somehow.
We all knew that her little claims was just a joke, but now she apparently has proven it.
Now, does that mean you'll be there, Rowdy, with the dollar bills in hand? All right.
I've seen her in later days. She doesn't look that good. So,
from what I understand from the locals, she probably would be an improvement.
Yeah, maybe so.
All right, Rowdy. Anyway, thanks for the call. All right, 405-608-4377, live from 405 Social on May, just north of the Turnpike. Come see us while we're here, and we're joined by our good friend Eric Erickson. Eric, you've been here all day, and you did your show from here.
It's been a lot of fun. Yeah, drove in this morning from Tulsa, and got in the studio, did the show, checked into my hotel, came up here, so whirlwind tour of Oklahoma.
What do you think of Oklahoma so far? I know you've been here before.
I like it. So I've been to Tulsa before, but the drive over, I thought, was great. The hills and trees, I just had this impression of Oklahoma's flat like Kansas and no trees like North Texas, and yet It's got character and culture, and I've enjoyed it. And the downtown Oklahoma City area was just nice. Have to figure out, what is the giant building downtown?
The giant building is the Devon Energy Building.
It had to be oil-related.
Yes.
Oil or banks.
Funny story, real quick. I was in Denver flying home. We were on the tram with a pilot who said, where are you from? We said, Oklahoma City. He goes, oh, you guys got that big building I have to keep from flying into.
Yeah. Yes. He wasn't from Saudi Arabia.
No, no. Yes. Hey, we were fine. Yeah.
it's a pretty downtown. But Tulsa and Oklahoma City, both with rivers and all, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, we love having you here. What has been the big topic du jour for you?
I mean, honestly, it's still the Iran deal, the fallout from it. But today was the Supreme Court. They released some big decisions today, and that was a good distraction. And then I guess on Tuesday now, they say they're going to release some more. There are, I think, 20 major decisions to come from the Supreme Court in the next 3 weeks.
We're still waiting on a couple of those big ones, too.
Like
birthright citizenship.
Birthright citizenship, the president's power to fire federal employees and, the Federal Reserve and the like. The boys and girls sports decision is still pending. The mail-in balloting deadline decision is still pending. So we got the gun rights case today that you can both be a user of marijuana and own a gun. That's no longer unconstitutional. But the other big ones, we're still waiting.
I'm going to get into the details of that one a little later on in the program. What the court was worried about was you borrow your wife's Ambien and you get the house broken into while you're on the Ambien. Are you guilty of being under the influence of a narcotic with your weapon? So
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's the specific thing that when you get a gun, you got to fill out the form and say, I'm not a user of illegal narcotics. It's essentially the Hunter Biden case.
Yeah.
They didn't have Hunter Biden. But interestingly enough, his lawyer filed an amicus brief for the Supreme Court on this case in favor of the defendant. And all unanimous Supreme Court said, in this particular situation, because states legalize it, the federal government can't criminalize it for purposes of gun ownership. And what was interesting is Justice Thomas's concurrence, very specific, that if we allow the government to make something a crime through the Commerce Clause, that becomes a police power, which was never meant to be.
Well, it's a good thing for those of us who endorse and love our Second Amendment rights.
Yes.
I carry regularly. We've got Aaron Brilbeck over here. He carries regularly for other reasons. But if you wanted to sock it to Hunter Biden, that's a bad thing, because this is going to be in his favor.
Yeah, very much so. And it was just funny to watch conservatives and progressives all come out on the same side in this case. There was only one group that was on the side of the government.
Did you have any chance to sample any of the local fare?
So we went to Clark's Barbecue, which was fantastic. Got the barbecue sandwich. We got the Okie Dokie Bakery cookies here with us. They're fantastic.
They are.
Yeah, I've been well fed. I should not have started those darn weight loss shots when I came over here.
Good to have you here, Eric Erickson. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you
very much. Appreciate your show.
Appreciate it.
All right. We might be talking to him again throughout the course of the evening on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation as well. 405-608-4377. Now that we know more, what do you think of the MOU? Or is it an MOUSE on Freedom 96.9? Love to hear your opinion on that. And then a little later on in the program, we will get into some of the phone calls and communiques I've been receiving both on social media and on email. So there's a lot to chat about right here live on location at 405 Social, just north of the Turnpike on May Avenue. We're going to have a talk from our good friend Eric Erickson in a little while. You can come by, say hello to him. Free hors d'oeuvres as well. $3 domestic pints while you're here. $5 domestic mugs. $3 well shots. $5 well cocktails. $3 off appetizer. By the way, well cocktail, that's just so if you don't care what they put in it, you know.
Oh no, I've got to have my Grey Goose vodka.
No, that doesn't count, okay? The brand vodka behind the bar, yeah, you're good to go. And that's going on at 405 Social. Right here in Oklahoma City on Freedom 96.9. You hear him mornings. He's here to kind of MC things here tonight. And I'm glad you're here. It's good to have you along, Aaron Brilbeck.
Lee, I'm great. I'm glad to be here, Matt. It's good to see you.
Good to see you in person, because usually you and I miss each other.
Right. I get to listen to you in the afternoons on my drive home from work, but I never really see you. You're kind of a goofy looking guy.
I am.
Had no idea.
That's why I'm on the radio. Yes.
Got a voice for radio.
Any reflections on some of the things that are going on in the world today from you?
Man, this MOU, I think you hit it right on the head, man. It's MOUSE.
Yeah.
There is nothing good about this. And, you know, I'm a huge Trump supporter. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of President Trump. Nobody negotiates a deal like President Trump until now. And I'm not sure exactly what the end game is here. I mean, honestly, Kamala Harris could have probably negotiated a better deal than this MOU. It's just, it's garbage. Everything about it is garbage. Iran gets everything. We get nothing. Obama gave them $1 billion. Let's kick him over $300 billion, right?
Something tells me he wanted something settled by the G7, and he also wanted something settled so that he could get traffic moving again through the Hormuz Strait to lower prices before the midterm elections.
But here's the deal. We've got a 60-day window, theoretically, mm-hmm. that they're going to be negotiating the terms of this MOU, which makes no sense. First, they're going to sign it, then they're going to negotiate it. That makes zero sense to me. But in the process of that, we're going to be moving all of our equipment outside of the area. So should they not follow the terms of the MOU, which if history is any lesson, for the past 47 years we've known they don't follow those terms, they don't tell the truth. So we're going to move all of our resources out of the area, only to move them right back in again. And then we're going to be doing so even closer to the midterm elections. None of this makes any sense.
Does it make sense to you? 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Thank you, Aaron, for coming by.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Good to have you along on Freedom 96.9. Good to have you along in the mornings, too, on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. You might hear the pool, the bill. You can hear people pocketing billiards in the background. There it went. If you'd like to do that, you can. And the appetizers are out as well. The hors d'oeuvres are out as well. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. So what do you think? More data on State Question 832 came out. In between last night and tonight, and it's exactly what I said it was. This is a what-did-I-tell-you moment. I said yesterday, my gut feeling is nobody in the rural precincts wanted this. Maybe a few people in the inner-city precincts wanted it. That's exactly what ended up happening. But what do you think? Larry's joining us now on Freedom 96.9. Larry, from where are you calling, if anywhere?
Your backyard, Edmond, Oklahoma.
Good to hear from you in Edmond, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, the MOUs, we actually use those a lot in contract negotiation with the union. And when you're in between primary contract points, like a 3-year or 5-year contract, mm-hmm. and you had something you wanted to agree to or disagree to, you would have an MOU that you would basically say, this is not formalized or codified. This is just what we both are agreeing to do until a specific time frame. And in the course of a union, it would be a contract, in this case, a treaty. They're really, truly just a brief reprieve. And, you know, quite honestly, with that group, I think a brief reprieve is as much as you want to do because they practice tekaia, which is the contract, you know, every contract they've ever had, they violated. So so it's really just hey, we're going to take a breath. And that's
it. Do you think that this was done normally, or was this something maybe Trump brought along with him from some of his negotiations in the past?
I think that this is something Trump is very familiar with, using mm-hmm. a lot of times with unions in construction. So it's just a Band-Aid brief. Okay, we both agreed not to this, or we both agreed to this. But this isn't permanent, and you know they can be an effective tool, but you both sides have to honor it, and if they don't, then you know you're back to square one.
So it's an agreement to stop shooting and to start negotiating. It's an agreement to start negotiating then.
Right. So one example we would have, which sounds crazy, but with the unions. If we found we were in a period where we weren't able to hire because our rates were too low, we had to go get an MOU to agree to raise their hourly rates prior to the contract.
Okay.
So I know that sounds crazy, but what we were saying is you know, we're using this until we actually codify these new pay rates or we don't. And so in this case, you know, it's like we'll agree to this, but we haven't codified anything under an MOU. And it's just a period of time you take a breath. So, yeah, I have no doubt he probably used that in construction multiple times.
What do you think of my theory that this is an idea to try to get the Strait of Hormuz open so that energy prices will fall and the inflation won't rise? And then he will at least be able to get us through the midterm elections before anything else blows up.
I do believe that it's something that can be used for that purpose. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of people that can't think past last Friday. And so if you sit there and you know, do something that enables you to essentially go to the ballot, you know, go to the polls, you know, and have it where it, look what we've done, look what's here, because people vote their wallet, and he's mm-hmm. got to make sure that they understand that wallet's being taken care of.
So, Larry, thanks for explaining that, because I really had no idea this was also done in unions all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Larry. From Edmund on Freedom 96.9, what do you think? 405-608-4377. Noise in the background is 405 Social, where we're broadcasting live on location. Midday national talent Eric Erickson in town. He'll be giving a speech here in a little while, and you might want to hear what he has to say. Come say hello to him, get a picture with him in person, and with the rest of us here at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Did you see all those videos of Europeans coming to the United States for the very first time, and they're just marveled at everything that's American, whether it's the food, whether it's our sporting events, and our cars? They say everything in the United States is bigger. Bigger trucks, bigger cars, bigger everything. And it actually is true because, well, I think the United States fell in love with driving at an early age, and we've got all the space we need to drive where we need to go. That's where Frontier Motors comes in, whether it's a Chevrolet, Chrysler, a Jeep, Dodge, or Ram. They've got them all, and they've got them all on the old Mother Road, Route 66. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and anywhere you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66, 405-262-3355. Here's the other thing. You got a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery indicator. Maybe your air conditioning's not doing what it's supposed to be doing in this 90-plus degree heat. Well, they will go over that absolutely free for you. It's something they include with their regular service. But if you're just driving by and want it looked at, they can do that. So that's what they're all about. They're all about service. They're all about one-on-one. And they're all about hometown feel in El Reno. Frontier Motors, Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotors.net.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
When it's your day to play, play at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday. There's so many ways to score a payday, with all your favorite games, all the newest games, table games, with daily promos like Girls Night, Club 50, Guys Night, Play and Earn, plus monthly promotions and so much more. There's also great dining at Eagle's Nest Restaurant, and refresh yourself at Fourth Quarter Sports Bar, where we always have your game. Cimarron Casino, every day is payday. Perkins, Oklahoma.
It's the Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Friday through Sunday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long. Take 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s. Shop a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. But don't wait. These deals won't last. The Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale. Only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
The news never stops, and I'm here to cover it all for you, including the breaking news. And we got a lot to cover this week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. From the G7 summit to the fallout of the primary results to the Iran deal and so much more, I'll give you in-depth analysis, my opinion. I'll even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom right here across Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9.
Live on location at 405 Social. You might be wondering what 405 Social is all about. Well, 405 is in reference to our area code, and it's a welcome to everyone in the 405 area code and beyond to come on in and have a beer, take a load off, maybe chat with a few people. And we've got Eric Erickson here, the midday guy to chat with on Freedom 96.9. And that's why we're here to take pictures, say hello, and get to know Eric Erickson on Freedom 96.9. And your calls to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Ron is calling from where, if anywhere?
Oklahoma City.
Good to hear from you, Ron. Go ahead, sir.
All right. That's good to hear from you. I'm sorry I can't be there. Really wanted to meet Eric as well today. But I wanted to talk briefly about the Iran deal. You know, maybe a little bit different view on this. You know, Vance is the one that's been negotiating this whole thing. It's been the figurehead for this whole thing. You know, I wonder if...
Wait. I'm sorry. Who's been the figurehead?
Vance has, you know, been kind of the person that's been... They've kind of had him as the point person and everything. And I'm wondering if that's intentional because, you know, once Trump leaves office, somebody else is going to take over. And
I think that's definitely intentional. There's no secret that yesterday Vance was on 5 television shows, and then today he was leading the press conference on the whole shebang. He was supposed to be the one that actually signed the papers. I don't know what changed, but Trump all of a sudden decided he was going to, since he was only an hour away, he was going to go ahead and sign it. And Vance stayed in the United States. So maybe that was what was going on. I don't know. But I do believe this is not just to sell Vance's book. This is to let everybody know Vance is running for president and he is the heir apparent.
Well, I think so too. But the other thing is that this is a make or break thing for him because, you know, you got him and Marco Rubio. Honestly, Marco Rubio has really just shined since he's been Secretary of State. And, you know, the question is, does Vance have the ability to be president? And if this deal is any, you know, indication of what his presidency will be like, I can't vote for him. I have to go with Rubio, you know. So I just think that, you know, if this is how it's going to be, then it's an abject failure for him. It's kind of make or break. And I don't think he'll get the support he needs to run for president.
No, I understand, and I got to go. But thanks a lot, Ron, in Oklahoma City on Freedom 96.9. I think any publicity is good publicity. I think there's also a secondary protocol going on here, and that is showing that Vance can handle the press and can handle the press every bit as good as Trump can. At least that's what I think is going on in the background. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews live at 405 Social with The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. At the G7 summit, President Trump said drug cartels control parts of Mexico and vowed stronger U.S. action against cross-border trafficking. Three Iranian oil tankers have crossed the former U.S. blockade line after the U.S.-Iran ceasefire deal, signaling a gradual return of shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Senator Lindsey Graham says the new U.S.-Iran agreement could ease regional tensions and help reopen key shipping routes while broader negotiations continue. Speaking on MSNBC, Senator and Pastor Raphael Warnock of Georgia sharply criticized President Donald Trump, calling his administration corrupt and arguing that Trump is not a man of faith. Warnock accused the administration of favoring wealthy Americans at the expense of working families and said voter frustration could fuel political backlash. The White House has rejected similar criticisms and defended its economic policies. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. I love seeing folks out on their motorcycles when the weather turns. There's nothing like it. But I've got to say something because I've seen the other side. I've represented riders and their families after a wreck, and there's one thing that comes up again and again. The riders wearing your helmet had a fighting chance. The ones who weren't often didn't. A helmet doesn't make you less free. It's the thing that gets you home to the people you love, and the road doesn't care how experienced you are. It's the other driver, the one who doesn't see you, that you can't control. So please, put the helmet on. Every ride, every time, no matter how short or how long, wear your helmet, ride smart, and ride safe. And if someone else's carelessness has hurt you or a loved one, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000. We ride with you.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. An Oklahoma City man charged with a deadly shooting has been ordered to stand trial. 22-year-old Caleb Davila is accused of killing Andrea Leet during a shooting last year. Leet was found inside her vehicle with multiple gunshot wounds and was later pronounced dead at a hospital. Davila faces charges including first-degree murder and endangering others while fleeing police. He remains jailed on a $10 million bond with a court arraignment scheduled for August 12. Oklahoma has sent swift water rescue teams to Texas to help with severe flooding. Governor Stitt says crews from OKC and Tulsa deployed with boats and specialized rescue equipment says the teams will assist under a mutual aid agreement between states. The deployment will continue as long as assistance is needed. State health officials are reminding Oklahomans to take precautions during the summer heat. The health department is recommending drinking plenty of water, wearing lightweight clothing, and taking breaks in the shade. Residents are also encouraged to exercise during cooler parts of the day. Officials say sunscreen and hydration remain key to preventing heat-related illnesses, as health experts urge people to plan ahead and stay cool during the summer heat. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
When your truck is down, every minute matters. Delays can impact schedules, customers, and your bottom line. At P&M Truck Repair, we specialize exclusively in diesel repair for semi-trucks and trailers. Whether you need fleet maintenance, preventative maintenance services, engine repairs, DOT inspections, truck washes, or trailer washouts, our experienced diesel specialists are ready to get you back on the road quickly and efficiently. Don't let unexpected downtime keep your truck parked. Trust the team that understands the trucking industry and the importance of keeping your truck on the road. Call P&M Truck Repair today at 405-551-3320. P&M Truck Repair. Built for working drivers.
What does Eric Erickson think of our recent primary election? You can ask him in person if you come by the Freedom Forum, where I'm broadcasting live at 405 Social on North May. It's Lee Matthews, a chance for you to meet our national radio host and midday guy.
and me on the drive. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening with partly to mostly cloudy skies. There will be a couple of showers and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm, which could bring flooding downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The low will be 67 degrees. Tomorrow, anticipate the sun breaking through the clouds at times with the chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. The high will reach 83 degrees. Tomorrow night, there may be a thunderstorm in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy and humid with a low of 70. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.
It's Lee Matthews on the drive, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. So far, the topic buffet is as juicy as the hors d'oeuvre buffet here at 405 Social, where I'm broadcasting live on location. And now that we know more, what do you think of the MOU, or is it an M-O-U-S-E? Luther finally got their town hall meeting and on the data center. Your thoughts on that? Supreme Court being on the same, saying that some drugs cannot keep you from possessing a gun. Your thoughts? That all happened today. We've got more coming out tomorrow from the Supreme Court. We're here to say hello. It's all part of the Freedom Forum on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio at 405 Social. It's on May Avenue, just north of the Turnpike, where the Shiki Japanese Steakhouse used to be. But they've kind of turned it into a sports bar and pub. There's, like I said, hors d'oeuvres for you to munch on, $3 domestic pints, $5 domestic mugs, $3 well shots, $5 well cocktails, $3 off all appetizers. And they also have a lunch menu. They're open from 11 to 6 each and every day. That's when the lunch menu is good. And a lot of people like to just come here after work, unwind, shoot a game of pool, maybe watch some of the game. World Cup's up on the big screen. Eric Erickson, our midday guy, is here to talk to you. If there's any particular you want to talk to him about or to me, Aaron Brillback is here too. He is our morning guy and spokesperson for the Sheriff's Department. So plenty of things to do at 405 Social, where I'm broadcasting while I'm here until 7 o'clock today on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So earlier today, we learned that State Question 832 was more popular with the urban precincts of the voting districts than it is the non-urban, which I said yesterday that was going to be the case. And the reason it was going to be the case is that farmers could not they can barely afford to hire their own nieces and nephews to help them with harvest. And if they had to pay them $15 an hour and overtime, because a lot of times they don't stop till everything is in. So, I mean, they're going day and night until everything is in, 60, 80 hours a week. Well, the new provision would require them to pay time and a half. So they couldn't afford that either. I was proud to see that a lot of people were not duped by all the out-of-state money and all the out-of-state propaganda that was trying to make it seem like it was something that it wasn't. 405-608-4377. And then the president hinted yesterday afternoon and then fulfilled it last night. He stayed and signed the MOU himself. President Donald Trump signed at Versailles, putting a 60-day ceasefire and negotiation framework into effect with Iran. Oil prices fell right away as tankers began moving through the Strait of Hormuz. And I had this conversation with somebody earlier today. Well, they were already moving through the Strait of Hormuz, weren't they? Well, yes, they were, but they were doing so uninsured. The only insurance they had was the backing of the United States government. And the backing of the United States government allowed them to not be shot upon. But their insurance companies didn't. Their insurance companies, and this goes for Lloyd's of London and all of the other worldwide insurance companies, they were refusing to insure. So a lot of the shipping companies were telling their captains, you stay put. So in that context, the Strait of Hormuz was closed.
It wasn't super mind. It wasn't super threatening. It was simply the insurance lawyers once again shutting business down just like they did with COVID. But now that Trump has an agreement, the insurance companies will all say, oh, okay, yeah, we've got an agreement. So you can move through the Straits of Hormuz. And that's why there's this perception that it is now open, even though, honestly, it was open all along. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. AAA says national gas prices dip below $4 a gallon. I saw that just yesterday. Iran's president called the deal historic and released an alleged screenshot of the MOU. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian called the newly signed Memorandum of Understanding an historical document and framed it as proof that Tehran can pursue peace without surrendering its independence. I still don't trust them. We are bargaining with Persian rug merchants. But if the Persian rug merchants' hut where they make the rugs has been blown to bits and they have no means of continuing to make those rugs, well, okay, maybe they're going to be a little more willing to talk and a little less willing to pull a gun on you or pick your pocket. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. You know, I'm not going to go through the whole text of the MOU, but I'm going to hit the highlights. Number one, the Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States of America and their allies in the current war, by signing the MOU, declare an immediate and permanent termination of military operations on all fronts, including Lebanon, and undertake from now on not to initiate war on any operation against each other. Number two, Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States of America undertake to respect each other's sovereignty and territory. Number three, the Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States of America commit to negotiating and achieving a final deal, maximum 60 days. If not, as Trump said, the bombs start falling again. Number four, immediately upon signing the MOU, the United States of America will begin the removal of its naval blockade and any disturbances or implements against the Islamic Republic. They did. Number five, upon signing of the MOU, the Islamic Republic of Iran will make arrangements using the best efforts for safe passage of commercial vessels. Number six, the United States of America undertakes with regional partners to develop a definitive mutual agreed plan with at least U.S. dollars being $300 billion for reconstruction and economic development of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, you got to understand, this $300 billion is not American cash. This isn't pallets of cash that we're going to give them. This is frozen funds that we were holding hostage until they settle down. And it's also the possibilities of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates from actually coming in and helping them rebuild their infrastructure. It is not cash. And if Iran does not honor the agreement, none of that is going to happen. Upon signing the MOU, the Islamic Republic of Iran will make arrangements for using the best efforts and safe passage of commercial vessels with no charge for 60 days in the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman. That's the opening of the Hormuz Strait stipulation. The United States, number six, the United States of America will undertake with regional partners to develop a definitive, mutually agreed upon, I already told you that one. Seven, the United States of America undertakes to terminate all types of sanctions. Eight, Republic of Iran reaffirms it will not procure or develop nuclear weapons. This is the big one. This is the big one. Thus far, the agreement has been, oh, please, please, please stop with the nuclear. No, please. Hey, if we give you all kinds of cash, will you please stop with the nuclear? No, this forces them to stop with the nuclear. Because if you don't stop with the nuclear, everything else stops. Pending the final deal, this is number eight, the Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States will agree to maintain status quo. Number 10, United States of America undertakes the immediate upon the signing of the MOU until the termination of sanctions. Number 11, United States of America undertakes to fully available for use the frozen or restricted funds. There you go with the frozen and restricted funds I told you about earlier. Number 12, the Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States agree that an executive mechanism will establish to monitor the successful implementation of the MOU. Maybe United Arab Emirates. I don't know. 13, after signing the MOU, the subject to beginning of the implementation of paragraphs 1, 4, 5, 10, and 11, and continued implementation of these measures, the Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States will start negotiations. So that is the provision of negotiations to start negotiations. And then the final deal will be endorsed by a binding United Nations resolution, and that is provision number 14. So that's the MOU. That's what I understand about the MOU. Your thoughts still, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And Lee Matthews, I'm live at 405 Social. We're enjoying happy hour. And it's also the Freedom Forum. Eric Erickson, you can hear him laughing in the background because he's enjoying the company of all the people who are coming to see him and say hello. And you can do the same, have a picture taken with him, and still keep the conversation going at 405-608-4377. Tonight we got $3 domestic pints, $5 domestic mugs, $3 well shots, $5 well cocktails, and $3 off all appetizers, too, while you're here. And we've got hors d'oeuvres to munch on while you're here on Freedom 96.9. Randall joining us now in Slapout, Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9. Hi.
I couldn't be happier about this agreement, and we don't know how it's going to work out, but you have a lot of increments and a lot of starts and stops and all that kind of stuff, but at least we're stopping the bloodshed. And maybe since they want money because they really, really need food, maybe they'll adhere to it.
Well, so, Randall, I've been saying this all along. You got to start somewhere, and when you're dealing with Persian rug merchants who lie to you about what time of day it is, who can't even say hello without lying, you got to find some place to start.
Well, whenever we had the JCPOA, which was signed in 16, we had 100 to 150 inspectors going to their sites and factories and all that kind of stuff and monitor it. And we monitored it for 3 years, I think, something about 3 years. So we, you know, the Atomic Energy Commission has inspectors that have been there and know what they're doing. So,
yeah,
you know, I wouldn't trust them, but I would trust the Swiss that handle a lot of the money. The Swiss will handle the money and disperse it and whatever, you know, whatever the agreement is. So I just think they need the money and they have to have the money. And to get the money, they're going to do what they have to do. Oh, and by the way, I have friends from Iran. And there's the Shah had an island south of Iran in the Gulf of whatever that is.
Gulf of Oman, I think.
Oman. Anyway, he said, hey, people there, wear bikinis. It's no big deal. You know, they're wealthy people and they're corrupt and the fashion police stay away from them. So it's a, I mean, it's a two-tier society. So I think Trump is did pretty well on this, but we'll see. You know, it'll take a whole year of negotiation to get this where it needs to go, but that's fine.
Well, and I said earlier today too, Randall, that Trump really wanted this kind of in motion before the midterms really heated up. And the reason he wanted it in motion was to destroy that perception that we're giving in. Also to destroy the perception that the conflict with Iran is causing inflation and causing all kinds of havoc. I mean, now he's going to be able to go to the American people and say, we've solved the problem, even though it's temporary. We've solved the problem. He knows perception is reality.
I think the Republicans need to kind of not criticize it. You know, they kind of are, but I, you know, it could work out pretty well. you know, we'll see. We'll find out in 6 months or a year. But if the oil is moving and the gasoline goes down and all that, inflation will go down, and, you know, that'd be good. Hey, keep up the great work, please.
You too, Rowdy. Randall. Along with Lee Matthews.
Rowdy Randall.
Yeah, Rowdy. Okay. You ain't Rowdy. Ain't nobody gonna mix you up with Rowdy. I assure you. Uh-huh. And Lee Matthews on location at 405 Social. 405 Social is on May, just north of the Turnpike. It's the old Shiki Japanese steakhouse. It's now kind of an all-purpose watering hole. And come on by and meet Eric Erickson. He's still here, shaking hands and taking pictures with people. He'll talk topics with you if you like. One-on-one, that's what it's all about. The Freedom Forum going on at 405 Social, and it's on Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Thank goodness it's over. The election, I mean. Now we're going to not be badgered by all the mudslinging that's been going. Oh, that's right, we've got a runoff, and the same two people who are doing most of the mudslinging in the primary are going to be doing it again in the runoff. Ah, well. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. At least you're not going to be bothered in the next couple of weeks by a lot of that on your phone, on your text, on your email. Oh, you still are, but it's from people who are trying to get you to sign up for Medicare through them? That would be if you're born in 1961, and I say ignore it. Call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Best call you can make, and Medicare is on the horizon for you. You need to understand it completely, and the team at Well-Preserved will put together a plan that will work for you. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Give them a call, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, and ignore all the other messages you've been getting. In fact, send them to junk. 405-848-5790 is all you got to remember from Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store, got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmar SA 425 tractor package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
You know, we had an 80-year-old man come in the other day and decide to schedule a male enhancement procedure. We asked, why now, after all this time? He replied, I was born with a small one, and I don't want to die with a small one. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. Don't wait until you're 80. If you want to be the belle of the ball, we can help you undress to impress with our Follow-Fill penis enlargement or our Botox procedure. Feeling like a fatty? We offer male-specific weight loss with the latest GLP-1 and peptide therapies, helping you slim down and improve your confidence in your health. Ready to go to the next level in the gym or recovery or anti-aging? We have the Wolverine Shot, HGH, and a host of peptides that can change your life safely, affordably, and locally. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Live at 405 Social on May, just north of the Turnpike. It's Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. We're having a good time here. We are celebrating the Freedom Forum. You have an opportunity to talk politics, talk current events with me, with Aaron Brillbeck, our morning guy. We've got Eric Arison, our midday guy. Our entire lineup is here at 405 Social. 405 Social used to be the Shiki Japanese Steakhouse, if you remember that. So it's in that same location, but there's probably over 30 beers to choose from. We've got plenty of hors d'oeuvres for you to munch on. We've got pool if you want to play some pockets and billiards. God, I haven't done that in, I probably haven't done that in 10 years, but I used to be pretty good at it. And a lot of conversation to have at 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. What do you think of the Memorandum of Understanding? It was signed, and it is in effect, and the Strait of Hormuz is open, and oil prices are coming down. Everybody seems to be feeling pretty good about it, but everybody seems to be very, very cautious about it. Still talking about SQ 832, which it's a what did I tell you moment for me, in that, yeah, the urban precincts supported raising our minimum wage indefinitely, and our rural precincts did not. I'm glad it didn't pass. Yes, we need to raise our minimum wage. We do not need to raise our minimum wage like this, or like 832 was going to. Doug writes at lmatthewsfreedom969.com, Lee, you were talking about the election and who you should vote for, and you described it as someone who gives you something to vote for, someone with authenticity, not slinging mud. That is well said, my friend. I wonder what percentage of the people who vote on name recognition alone. I wish more folks actually use their cognitive thinking skills before voting in person to power. Doug, you would be very disappointed. It's 80 or 90% people go in and vote on gut. Probably of that 80 to 90%, 70% of them don't even know who they're voting for. It's just, oh, is that the incumbent? Okay. If it's the incumbent, good. Or if it's not the incumbent, okay. Jonathan writes, Lee, you are quoting the OCPA throughout the primary process. It is horrible. Some opponents claim that the state question 832 ties Oklahoma's wages to California or New York. That is a falsehood. No, Jonathan, we never said it tied to California or New York. It does use California and New York's cost of living as an average to decide how much further we're going to raise the minimum wage. The cost of living adjustment for SQ 832 would have been CPIW. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. The measure clearly states, Jonathan, and I've read it, it stated that it had increased. The increase would be based on the U.S. Department of Labor's Consumer Price Index. So I'm sorry. I read the actual measure. I'm not lying. He goes on to say states like Arkansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, our conservative neighbors, have already raised their minimum wage, but not using this method. They're just raising the minimum wage one time and one time only to what the market will allow. Jonathan, you keep quoting our outgoing labor commissioner, too, Leslie Osborne, like she's some kind of political or governmental guru. She was the labor commissioner, and she was a rhino at best. She's termed out and has no apparent desire to remain in government. Why are you using her statistics? Live at 405 Social, it's Lee Matthews and the Freedom Forum on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A man accused of killing an Oklahoma County deputy and wounding another facing federal charges. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
President Trump says he's signed the Memorandum of Understanding negotiated with Iran.
The president confirmed he'd signed it to reporters while leaving a dinner at Versailles Palace in France with President Macron, wrapping up the G7 summit. The White House says the memorandum is now in effect and includes the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, an easing of financial restrictions against Iran, and expectations moving forward regarding discussions about Iran's nuclear program. It's unclear if Trump's statement meant the in-person signing planned in Switzerland with Vice President J.D. Vance will go ahead as planned. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
The Chicago City Council is rejecting a proposal that would have held parents accountable after their children were accused of criminal activity. Perry Williams reports.
The vote against the ordinance was 32-16. Alderman Ray Lopez proposed the measure that fines adult violators starting at $1,000 or 75 hours of community service. But Alderman William Hall is against fining low-income residents.
To fix a problem that is systemic, a problem that revolves wraparound services, and a problem that will require for us to reimagine and reinvest the neighborhoods from which these children are coming from.
A part of the legend of Robin Hood is dead.
Good people who have traveled from villages near and far, lend me your ears.
It's the old tree known as the Major Oak. It's believed to have stood in Sherwood Forest for some 12 centuries. Legend said the tree was used as a hideout for Robin Hood as he would strike out to rob the rich. It was a major tourist attraction, and conservationists had worked to protect it. But the tree saw its first spring without new leaves, and now experts say it's dead. Scientists say years of human activity were compounded by climate change, and it was too much for the ancient tree to take. I'm Michael Kastner.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
The national average.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A man accused of killing an Oklahoma County deputy and wounding another is now facing federal charges. Benjamin Plank reportedly opened fire on deputies serving an eviction notice in August of 2022 in a situation that killed Sergeant Bobby Swartz and seriously injured Deputy Mark Johns. Plank later led officers on a high-speed chase before being taken into custody. A federal grand jury has now returned a 7-count indictment, and if convicted, he could face a lengthy prison sentence, including life behind bars. A person trapped in a building collapse in Lawton was rescued Monday. Firefighters say the victim was pulled from the rubble, with the individual suffering serious injuries and being flown to an Oklahoma City hospital for further treatment. Officials haven't released the victim's identity or the cause of the collapse, nor an update on their condition. Well, plans for Oklahoma City's proposed Legends Tower remain on the table, but developers say market demand will ultimately determine whether or not it gets built. The tower is part of a larger boardwalk at Bricktown project and would stand nearly 2,000 feet tall. Developers say the tower's future will depend on demand for residential and commercial space. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
As we get ready for Freedom Fest, it is the Freedom Forum going on at 405 Social, 14041 North May. Lee Matthews here with our midday host, Eric Erickson. In person, come get a selfie on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening with partly to mostly cloudy skies. There will be a couple of showers and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm, which could bring flooding downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The low will be 67 degrees. Tomorrow, anticipate the sun breaking through the clouds at times with the chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. The high will reach 83 degrees. Tomorrow night, there may be a thunderstorm in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy and humid with a low of 70. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
In America, freedom comes with a price. It requires effort, sacrifice, and respect for the laws of our great nation. It means protecting human life and defending it against threats, both inside and outside our borders. At Freedom 96.9, we believe the price of freedom is worth paying. That's why we broadcast it every day with 100,000 watts of power. So, set a button and tell a friend about Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
We took the show on the road today on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews, and I'm here at 405 Social. 405 Social on North May, just beyond the Turnpike. We've got all kinds of specials for you as we celebrate our Freedom Forum with Eric. We got the whole lineup here. Our morning guy, Aaron Brillbeck, is here. We've got our midday guy, Eric Erickson, who came in from Atlanta. He's here. I'm here doing the show from here. So we're here basically to say hello, shake your hand, get a selfie, maybe talk some current events if you like, have a beer if you like, because they've got plenty of specials here at 405 Social, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Terry joining us now in, if anywhere, Terry.
I'm just going down the highway. But here's the main point.
Yes.
Here's the main point. The Save America Act. We hear all this talk about the left not wanting to support it because it requires people to dig up documents, birth certificates, all of this stuff in order to show that they're a U.S. citizen and can vote. Let's roll the clock back just a little bit. The Real ID Act that went in over a decade
ago.
They supported that. They pushed it. We had to dig up birth certificates in order, and all these documents, in order to show that we were truly a U.S. citizen and to prove who we were. Well, that's all in place.
Yep.
Why can't we remind everybody, you did it once here. Let's just apply that.
Yeah, I mean, actually, if you ask me, the real ID, if you don't have a real ID, you can't vote. End of sentence.
Correct.
Okay.
You can't get into a federal building. You can't. It's difficult to fly.
Yeah.
You have to have a real ID.
We have lots of people. So, what about the elderly? Well, there are plenty of means by which they can identify themselves officially. Plenty of means.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's out as well. I mean, it's a moot point.
But that's something, if you could pass it on to Eric to get him on his national show.
Sure.
To help.
He's got a line of people. He's got a line of people who want to talk to him right now. So I will try to catch him in a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing great, man.
Thank you, and thank you for listening in, Terry. Glad you called in. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Stu writes, Lee, here are some slightly better or more conservative candidates than the ones you listed. Well, Stu, Stu sent that before the election. I didn't get a chance to get to it. Kevin writes, Lee, I have to admit, I was hoping that you would put a voting for dummies list for us deplorables. Maybe one of us loyal listeners who were able to listen to all of the talking points can offer a summary. Thanks for all you do, Lee Matthews. I'm not trying to be flippant, Kevin, but the reason I don't do that is you need to do your homework. I will encourage, okay, here's who I think is good for this office, but then you need to do your homework. Let's go to Walter. Thank you, Walter, for hanging on. Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Lee, how are you?
I'm good. Where
are
you?
5 minutes. I am on Portland Avenue, just past 322nd Avenue. I'm heading home. I was going to stop by there, but I got to get to my dog.
I understand. I understand, but thanks for listening in.
I wanted to talk about this 14-point MOE. This thing, I studied this 2 days before, and everything about it spiked me the wrong way.
Yeah.
It just strikes me as wrong in every step. And I really feel that we should have went for the throat and not let go.
Well, I would have liked for the Iranians to have been more... the word's escaping me now. I would like to have seen them be more subservient. But we also are dealing with a faction that I don't think they know how to be subservient because they have a superiority complex.
Well, the thing about it is that history has taught us, even through thousands of years, that that type of people in the Persians, and even now, even Iranians, still the same thing. They believe in world domination, and they're not going to stop. They signed this thing as not good faith. They've got to, you know, they're going to do whatever they can to keep it going. And it's just, if I'm proven wrong, I'm mad enough to admit it. But everything about it just tells me it's not.
Honestly, I'm feeling the same way, and I think everybody else is feeling the same way, too. However, this is a deal that benefits the United States and the world far better than the JCPOA did that Obama negotiated. So I'm keeping that in mind, and there's going to be a wait-and-see period. I mean, 60 days, a lot can happen.
I hope you're right, Lee, because everything about it just points me wrong, because I remember when two of my sisters served during the Cold War, and they told me they always weren't worried about them. And I remember the history of the Iran hostage affair and all that. And I studied back in junior high.
Yeah, so do I.
So
thanks a lot for the call. I got to run on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. The activity behind me you hear is at 405 Social. We're on May, just north of the Turnpike. Come out and meet Aaron Brillbeck, our morning guy. We've got our midday guy, Eric Erickson, is here. I'm here. We're celebrating our Freedom Forum on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. We made it through another storm season with minimal damage, although there were some hailstorms. And if they came through even your neighborhood, well, you're going to get those door knockers pretty soon, if you haven't already, saying, yeah, we're working on your neighbor's roof. That means we need to be working on your roof, or at least that's what their sales pitch is. Hey, it's Lee Matthews for McRoof. Don't listen to any of those guys. They're from out of state most of the time, and they don't care about you. All they're going to do is slap more shingles on the roof and charge your insurance company. Then, if you get another hailstorm in the next couple of months, your insurance company very well may decide, yeah, we're not going to pay that. That's where Scott McCullum of McRoof comes in. McRoof is really doing the building back better in this area rather than repeating the same failures. And this time the insurance carriers are not going to be as willing, but with the help of McRoof explaining things to them and how they fortify the roof, well, they'll think twice. Call for your inspection, 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. And saving lives, protecting property, fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Like the way you work it. Yeah. No
diggity. Working it through a Thursday afternoon on Freedom 96.9. You know, we were supposed to get some rain, and it looks like it's making this big donut around us. According to the Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast, cloudy tonight, 90% chance of rain, low 65. 90% chance of rain tomorrow, high 85. 30% chance of rain tomorrow night, 66 for the low. Into Saturday, 20% chance of rain and a high of 90. Sunday, 20% chance of rain, high of 94. 79 right now at Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews. Live at 405 Social, we've got the whole lineup here, starting with Aaron Brillbeck, our morning guy. Our midday guy, Eric Erickson, is in from Atlanta. Chance to meet him, talk about some of the issues. And then I'm here, Lee Matthews, doing the afternoon show on Freedom 96.9. We've got hors d'oeuvres. We've got all kinds of specials, $3 domestic pints, $5 domestic mugs, $3 well shots, $5 well cocktails, all at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Elaine joining us in Shawnee.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm in Norman.
Norman, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
How you doing, Lee? Oh, I'm so
I'm
glad
I'm doing
you're...
great. It's you know, I feel like we've shed an old skin now that we got through that primary.
Yeah. You know what? And I stopped playing Mahjong. If you already covered this, I am so sorry because I just now got on the radio.
You got to understand.
Talking.
Yeah, exactly. You do what everybody does. Okay. You listen in little spurts. So, you know, somebody who is listening at 4 o'clock is not listening now. I mean, it's not like a theater where everybody sits down for all 3 hours. So,
well, first of all, you said you're at 405 Social. Is that in Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Where is it? It is. Okay, cool.
If you remember where the old Shiki Japanese Steakhouse used to be.
Nope. Not real familiar with Oklahoma City.
Well, just get on May at the Turnpike, and it's about a block north.
Okay. I may just do that. But anyway, I was just hearing somebody talking about the war in Iran, and I'll be good. I promise. you know what I'm talking about. The thing is, people try to armchair quarterback.
Sure.
And I think there's so much going on. We don't know what is going on with the politics of international affairs, despite how much a lot of people think that they do.
Yeah.
And there's too many people that can say, oh, he did right. He did wrong. He shouldn't have done this. He shouldn't have done that. This was a mistake. And if anyone's read his book, they know better. They know better because it's what I call the Tao of Trump. If you know, that one story that he had told about buying a city block, and he wanted to buy one building. Just one building.
Yeah.
But he knew he would get opposition to buying that one building. And so he told them he wanted to buy this whole city block. Oh, everybody's in an uproar. Oh,
they
my God.
Out.
Trump wants to buy this
you
whole
can't do
block.
That.
So, he can't do that. And so they whittled it down to where they said, you know, okay, well, we'll just sell you this one building. And so he, that was the building he wanted. And
exactly.
they came out thinking that they had won and he had lost.
You know, you're
because
right.
Because they kept him from buying that whole block. Now,
Aaron Brobeck and I were having this argument an hour ago. Because he's, okay. I can't believe this. This arrangement, isn't it a good deal? It's a bad deal. It's a bad deal for everybody. I'm like, wait. We don't have all the information. We're going to get the information.
Exactly.
And when we do, it's going to blow us away.
Yes. I just, it's that art of the deal, man. I would never bet against Trump. I would never bet against Trump because we don't have it. And I think he would absolutely be willing to let them walk away thinking that they won. Even let the Democrats think they won if he has a deeper strategy going. And it kills me when people, even on our own side, are saying, oh, he really messed up. He just terrible. This was the worst thing he ever did. When, you know, I'm like, you know, I think we've seen enough of the really amazing things that he's done to be a little patient with this particular thing and wait and see how the whole thing pans out. It's not over.
No. He has a saying that always sticks with me. Trump does. I don't always get what I ask for, but I always get what I want.
Yeah.
He did not make this deal if there wasn't something in there that he wanted. I think what he really wanted, he wanted two things. No nukes. And he wanted an open Strait of Hormuz. And he got him. He got him. So if it's for only 60 days and he has to start dropping bombs again, he doesn't care.
Yeah, and the way I look at it, just the fact that he blew up all of Khomeini's and all of his family, I'd be happy with that alone.
Well, that's the other thing. These never-Trump Republicans forget that. There's like six never-Trump Republican senators that are still in office, and they're the ones that are holding up the SAVE Act because they don't want Trump to have any victory whatsoever. And every time they think they've got a deal, they screw it up. And they do it on purpose because they don't want Trump to have a deal. And they're the ones, they were the first to say, well, he didn't get anything. He didn't get anything at all. He got more than Obama ever dreamed of getting. I got to run, Elaine. Thank you for listening. Okay. And Norman, as usual, on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews, live at 405 Social. We're on North May, just north of the Turnpike, about a block, maybe a full city block. If you're heading north on May, it will be on the left, which is the west side of May Avenue. And we hope you'll come by and see us. Say hello to Eric Erickson. He's our midday guy. He's here to meet you in person. We've got some of the public dignitaries, our tax assessor is here, and many others. So join us there or 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
I sometimes wonder if the Founding Fathers, when they were signing the Declaration of Independence, if it occurred to them that that very same document would be on display and the very same people that they were looking to free would be looking down upon that same document. I wonder about those kinds of things. I also wonder about the people building Route 66, if they knew it was going to be around for another 100 years. And the people who built on Route 66, still doing business on Route 66 100 years from now. That same business is Frontier Auto Group, one of the few that actually has been on Route 66 for the entirety of the life of Route 66 in El Reno. As Frontier Auto Group has been entrusted and a franchise dealer since 1936, they wanted to help connect and continue to support the community by offering to check your vehicle if you have a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery, AC not doing what it should be doing, and they do so at no extra charge. It's just something they feel they should do, something they've always been doing. Looking under the hood for you, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, Frontier Auto Group in El Reno.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number 2 McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
It's that time again, OKC. It's Dollar Day at Three Strands Vintage Antique Mall this Saturday. Only from 10 to 7, Three Strands Vintage Antique Mall is located at 4848 Northwest Expressway. You will find over 5,000 items like furniture, home decor, vintage goods, and clothing, all for just $1 each. Plus, we will have $5 and $10 items as well. Don't miss your chance to browse thousands of items, each for only $1, and some items for $5 and $10 at Three Strands Vintage Antique Mall. Get here early for the vintage coffee set up outside the front doors. Three Strands Vintage Antique Mall, 4848 Northwest Expressway. Bring your friends and family to Dollar Day. Don't miss out.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon.
They may try to creep into the technology. Now, I was told that's like treason and you shouldn't be allowed on the ballot if you were going to question the legitimacy of an election. But that's the point. The Democrats are constantly accusing you of what they're doing. Think of how much time they spend calling Republicans Nazis. And now they're telling you to vote for the guy Graham Plattner who has the Nazi tattoo on his chest.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's Luke Matthews on the drive. 405, it's a party going on here. It is our Freedom Forum. You can come by and meet Eric Erickson, our midday guy. He's going to be here another hour and a half. We've got a lot of great specials at 405 Social, which includes $3 domestic pints, $5 domestic mugs, $3 well shots, $5 cocktails, $3 off all appetizers, and it's going on. They also have a lunch menu that's delicious, easy to find on North May, one block past the turnpike. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Boss, the whole lineup is here. We got our morning guy, Aaron Brillbeck. We got our midday guy, Eric Erickson. I'm here. You're here. You're the boss. And Bill is calling from where, if anywhere, Bill?
Ponca City.
Good to hear from you in Ponca City, sir.
Yes. I was, you know, this whole Iran situation, everybody's complaining about how bad the deal is and how Iran can't be trusted. And to me, that just means absolutely nothing, because we went in there, we bombed and killed layers and layers of their leadership. We decimated their nuclear program. We wiped out their Navy. We wiped out their Air Force. We diminished their military. They're not a threat. I mean, when we started this thing, they were vicious pit bulls. Now they're old fat chihuahua, and their bark is just meaningless. So, yeah. I don't care whether we have a good deal or not. We did the job that we went over there to do, or that Trump did.
Well, Elaine, a moment ago, Elaine kind of touched on this when she said, you know, that no matter what deal we make, they're going to take credit for it being a good deal for them, because that's their national pride. That's their religious theocratic pride. You know, let them make all the noise they want to make. You know what? Trump and Vance, their talking point was they don't get a thing if they don't follow the rules. We're going to follow the rules. And even when they were asked, oh, well, there's no way to enforce this. It's called bombs. That's how we enforce it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bombs and no money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, they're nothing compared to what they were. And it's going to take them decades to get even close back to what they were. So we've accomplished the goal. The only thing I wish is that we could have overthrown the regime.
I do, too, but that's still
that's just on the people of Iran.
That still may come. Thank you for the call, Bill in Ponca City. Glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Live at 405 Social. It's the
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Warner. Since the start of the World Cup, the FBI has seized 28 drones near SoFi Stadium and the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum.
Before games and watch parties started last week, the FBI announced there was a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to drones. It also says its drone detection technology is in place. A temporary flight restriction is active over the stadiums during the World Cup. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Ordering fast food on a delivery app can run almost as much as a casual restaurant meal.
New data from restaurant pricing firm Revenue Management Solutions says those apps can turn a $10 fast food combo into a $27 order. The firm says fast food prices on apps often run 15 to 30% higher than they do at the counter, and that's before service fees, delivery charges, and a tip get stacked on top. The firm says the add-ons wipe out the savings that make fast food feel cheap in the first place. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
I love seeing folks out on their motorcycles when the weather turns. There's nothing like it. But I've got to say something because I've seen the other side. I've represented riders and their families after a wreck, and there's one thing that comes up again and again. The riders wearing your helmet had a fighting chance. The ones who weren't often didn't. A helmet doesn't make you less free. It's the thing that gets you home to the people you love, and the road doesn't care how experienced you are. It's the other driver, the one who doesn't see you, that you can't control. So please, put the helmet on. Every ride, every time. No matter how short or how long, wear your helmet, ride smart, and ride safe. And if someone else's carelessness has hurt you or a loved one, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000. We ride with you.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A man accused of killing an Oklahoma County deputy and wounding another is now facing federal charges. Benjamin Plank reportedly opened fire on deputies serving an eviction notice in August of 2022 in a situation that killed Sergeant Bobby Swartz and seriously injured Deputy Mark Johns. Plank later led officers on a high-speed chase before being taken into custody. A federal grand jury has now returned a 7-count indictment, and if convicted, he could face a lengthy prison sentence, including life behind bars. A person trapped in a building collapse in Lawton was rescued Monday. Firefighters say the victim was pulled from the rubble, with the individual suffering serious injuries and being flown to an Oklahoma City hospital for further treatment. Officials haven't released the victim's identity or the cause of the collapse, nor an update on their condition. Well, plans for Oklahoma City's proposed Legends Tower remain on the table, but developers say market demand will ultimately determine whether or not it gets built. The tower is part of a larger boardwalk at Bricktown project and would stand nearly 2,000 feet tall. Developers say the tower's future will depend on demand for residential and commercial space. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guaranteed. guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
It's the Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Friday through Sunday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long. Take 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s. Shop a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. But don't wait. These deals won't last. The Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian.
The minimum wage and jungle primaries plot is not just going on here in Oklahoma. It's going on all over the nation, and Eric Erickson can tell you about it in person as part of the Freedom Forum going on right now at 405 Social on North May, where I'm broadcasting live, and hope to see you on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening with partly to mostly cloudy skies. There will be a couple of showers and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm, which could bring flooding downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The low will be 67 degrees. Tomorrow, anticipate the sun breaking through the clouds at times with the chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. The high will reach 83 degrees. Tomorrow night, there may be a thunderstorm in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy and humid with a low of 70. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Drive on location at 405 Social, where you can enjoy $3 domestic pints, $5 domestic mugs, $3 well shots, $5 well cocktails for another 24 minutes when happy hour is over. We've got the whole lineup here. We've got our own Aaron Brillbeck, who does mornings. He's here, our midday guy. And that's what this is all about. Come and meet our midday guy, Eric Erickson. This is our Freedom Forum. That's what we're calling it. We had planned to do kind of a speech, but we're doing a one-on-one kind of thing. So you'll have time to talk to him, get your picture taken with him. When I can, I'm happy to take a selfie as well. Aaron's happy to take a selfie as well. And we're at 405 Social, which is easy to find on May, a block north of the Turnpike on the west side. West side of May Avenue on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Jerry writes, Lee, we are on the corner of Van Buren and Owen in Enid today. We're still seeing Jake Merrick signs. I know, Jerry, and I think, unfortunately, what I said right before Election Day has come to pass. And what I did say was that it's all going to come down to how many people in the East have the ballot recognition that's necessary for Jake Merrick to go all the way. And I think that's where I haven't looked at the breakout yet on his response. Today I was looking at State Question 832, which was the raising the minimum wage. And I want to tell you, it's exactly what I thought it was. The urban precincts supported it, and the more rural precincts didn't. And the reason the more rural precincts didn't, the more rural precincts did not, that's where the farmers are. And the farmers didn't want this. They didn't want to have to pay seasonal workers when they plant or when they harvest $15 an hour. Nor time and a half. That was really what the problem was the time and a half. They would be required to play time and a half. And when they're in the midst of harvest, they work till the crop is in. They don't stop. 405-608-4377 or come by 405 Social, where I'm broadcasting on location at Freedom 96.9. Newly leaked details are reportedly revealing more about President Trump's U.S.-Iran peace deal. The picture is becoming very clear. 47 is not trying to give Iran another weak Obama-style handshake. He's trying to build a deal that takes away the nuclear leverage, claims the region, reopens the critical shipping route, and keeps America out of another endless Middle East disaster. You know, that's a part that I had not taken into account. We've done this without boots on the ground. Joe is joining us now from where, if anywhere, Joe?
Manchester.
Good to hear from you, Joe, in Manchester.
What's regarding the minimum wage? I'm 77 years old, but I can remember my dad telling me when I was about 20, I did a job with a dozer for another fella. And I asked my dad, how much do you think it's worth this much? Do you think I'll charge him this or that? And he said, Joe, certain jobs are worth so much money, it doesn't make any difference who's doing them.
Yeah.
And if you think you can hire any farm labor that's dependable and won't tear your machinery up for $15 an hour, send them my way, because they're not available. You know, the market will, the reason these people draw these meager wages is because they don't have the smarts to do a good job and put the thing together. You know, there's welfare they can get. There's all kinds of mechanisms that they can use to make a living. And I know I'm sounding kind of harsh, but
no,
you know,
I mean,
people need to be responsible for their own doings.
My dad lived down in Rice Country. And when he was in college getting his degree in engineering, harvest was usually in the summer. And he drove a rice combine for extra money in the summer. So it wasn't that he was not smart enough to do it. He was available to do it. And he lived out in the middle of rice country. So, you know, you live in Manchester. What's the main crop up there? Is it sorghum or wheat or both?
Wheat, corn, and soybeans, and cattle.
Yeah, and so what's the primary harvesting season?
Year-round.
It's year-round,
It's year-round, and farm labor is extremely difficult to come by. And I don't know of anybody that has any dependable help for less than $20 an hour, and providing them with a reasonable place to live.
Yeah, but it's also long hours. It's long hours. You don't, it's not a 9-to-5 job.
Well, but the pay's pretty good.
Yeah,
the
but that's what I'm saying.
Good, yeah.
That's why 832 failed in Manchester, because the farmers don't want to pay time and a half. They're already paying pretty well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a term called being work brittle?
Yeah.
There's too many people that are work brittle.
Well, the point is that it's good that 832 failed, because they didn't want it. I got to move on. Thank you, Joe. Good to hear from you. I've got a lot of affection for Manchester. That's my wife's ancestry is from the Manchester area, on Freedom 96.9. Live at 405 Social, where we have welcomed Eric Erickson in for our Freedom Forum on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Are you eligible for Medicare? Well, I'm not going to check your ID, but if you are, you don't need me telling you. You probably already have plenty of people telling you via phone, mail, or text. It's Lee Matthews. Don't let them confuse you. Don't let them make you think it's harder than it is. Call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. They will walk you through it all, and they will be the ones that will build the best plan that works best for you. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Eunice or one of her staff, or her son works with her. It's a real family affair. They'll come out, have a glass of lemonade or a cup of tea, whatever it may be, and go over what your personal needs are one-on-one, not long distance over some 1-800 line. 405-848-5790. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, call them and get yourself taken care of for Medicare. And it's best that you do it ahead of time so you don't miss out on any benefits.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com. Our hosts are always right.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Oklahoma City. He worked over at the Phillips plant. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews talking with people at 405 Social, where we are having, we're having a social, basically. We're calling it the Freedom Forum, where you can talk about the issues. Eric Erickson is here. He flew in from Atlanta. He does our midday show. He wanted to meet folks from Oklahoma. He's new to Oklahoma City. He's been in Tulsa for a while, but he syndicates all over the United States, and you'll get a chance to meet him and talk to him in person while he's here. He'll be here till 7 tonight, as will I, broadcasting live at 405 Social. North on May, just north of the Turnpike on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation, 405-608-4377. Let's see here. Jerry goes on to say, Lee, this is why old foreign policy and that old foreign policy crowd is panicking. Trump's new deal with Iran has spent years telling Americans that weakness was diplomacy and that paying off the enemy was strategy and that letting Iran drag the world from crisis to crisis somehow was stability. Trump is moving differently. He's using pressure, leverage, timing, allies, and direct negotiation to force the result instead of managing the same problem forever and ever. You're right about that, Gary. Thanks a lot. Don is on Freedom 96.9. Where are you, if anywhere?
Out here in Piedmont.
Love to hear from you in Piedmont, and I understand you have a windmill problem.
A windmill problem?
You got a lot of windmills in Piedmont, right?
Well, kind of. Had one, but
anyway, that's not what you wanted to talk about. What you got on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering if it's okay if I come up there and wear my Eric is a Rhino T-shirt.
Oh, you can if you want. He'll probably get a kick out of it.
Oh, okay, yeah,
yeah.
He was. I listen to him all the time, and he's a big buddy with Mike Pence and Donna Brazile, I think him, Eric's wife, and her, they trade recipes and stuff. So that sounds all four of these data centers kind of calls your names if you don't like them. So that's kind of like a rhino to me. But anywho, I was just kidding. I don't have a T-shirt like that. My wife wouldn't let me get one. Okay. Well, thanks for letting me joke around.
You're fine. Hey, you're fine. You know, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Don, on Freedom 96.9. He has a thick skin. I have a thick skin. Rush Limbaugh had a thick skin. If you're going to truly believe in yourself and what you say, you got to be able to take whatever it is people are going to say about you. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Hundreds of residents packed Main Street in Luther earlier last night, urging town leaders to halt the proposition of the data center development, as officials considered both the moratorium on future applications and the current applications. The town board also discussed a pending application from the data center developer Beltline. There were so many people, they couldn't have it in the city hall. They couldn't have it in the gymnasium of the high school. They couldn't have it in under the pavilion in the cemetery. So they had it in the middle of the town, old school like. The unusual turnout came 1 week after town officials halted a board meeting because the venue could not accommodate the crowd. The result was a meeting held in the open air along with a closed section of the main street, drawing comparisons from residents to an old Western town gathering. And that's exactly what it was. Despite the unconventional venue, residents remain focused on a single issue, stopping the data center in Luther. "We don't want it," they said. "We're here and we're going to take a stand." They did not have cans of gasoline, as I initially joked around about, but I imagine their tempers could have ignited a can of gasoline if need be. Residents raised concern about the potential impact of the large-scale data centers, including water consumption, energy demand, public safety, and tax base. During the meeting, the Board of Trustees considered an ordinance establishing a temporary moratorium on the data center, related zoning requests, and permits. The approved ordinance did not allow Luther to accept new zoning applications or specific use permit requests for a proposed data center until December 31st. The measure also placed a moratorium through December 31st on approvals of existing applications seeking rezoning and special use permits. So they're following the lead of Oklahoma County, Oklahoma City, and many of the other cities when it comes to data centers. And the people got a chance to let their voices be heard. You let yours be heard by calling 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377, or come by and see us at 405 Social, one block north of the Turnpike on May Avenue. It's the Freedom Forum with Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Tomorrow on Firearms Friday, we're going to go over heirloom firearms. I know I've got firearms from my dad, my both grandfathers, and both great-grandfathers. And that's what becomes heirloom items to guys like us. H&H Shooting Sports knows that, and that's why they're having the Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale. Now through, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, through the rest of the weekend, 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long, 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s, so, you know, because the cops had them, they took care of them, and so did the gunsmiths at H&H Shooting Sports. A huge selection of used handguns and rifles, shotguns, and more. But don't wait. The deals aren't going to last. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
When your truck is down, every minute matters. Delays can impact schedules, customers, and your bottom line. At P&M Truck Repair, we specialize exclusively in diesel repair for semi-trucks and trailers. Whether you need fleet maintenance, preventative maintenance services, engine repairs, DOT inspections, truck washes, or trailer washouts, our experienced diesel specialists are ready to get you back on the road quickly and efficiently. Don't let unexpected downtime keep your truck parked. Trust the team that understands the trucking industry and the importance of keeping your truck on the road. Call P&M Truck Repair today at 405-551-3320. P&M Truck Repair, built for working drivers.
It's the Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Friday through Sunday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long. Take 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s. Shop a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. But don't wait. These deals won't last. The Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else every weekday starting at 2 p.m. We just like to see things. We are a very nosy people. It is in our DNA. My gosh, you guys, we literally founded this country by being nosy, drinking beer, and kicking ass. That is how America, that's the DNA of America. So we're very nosy because that's who we are. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for cloudy skies. 90% chance of rain tonight, 65 for the low. All the radar prognostications I see have a lot of the rain moving to the north and to the south, making kind of a donut hole around the metro. So if you're in that area, north or south of the metro, you're probably going to get some well-needed rain. Otherwise, we will see a low of 65, high of 85 tomorrow, then to 66 for tomorrow night. Into Saturday, 20% chance of rain and a high of 30. It's 79 right now at 405 Social, where you can come by and meet Eric Erickson, myself, and our good friend Aaron Brillbeck, who does the morning show on Freedom 96.9. Chris is in where, if anywhere?
El Reno.
Good to hear from you, Chris, in El Reno.
I called you a couple times. Hey, data centers.
Yeah.
I didn't realize one already impact that's happening is the price of computers, really desktops, have doubled since January.
I didn't notice that because it seems like everybody's using either an iPad or a ThinkPad or something like that. Mm-hmm.
So laptops haven't jumped as much, but I can tell you for sure desktops have same model because I order some stuff for work. And Dell even mentioned to me that, oh, yeah, in July it's going to bump up another 15%. So it's because of memory and all the stuff that's being sucked up by the data center. So,
oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a,
because they need the data center.
Yeah, so the memory is getting pricier because the demand is incredibly high.
Yeah.
And I know I would think the demand for electricians is going to the roof with data centers.
So demand for electricians, demand for people who can run cable, concrete, anybody with any kind of construction equipment. I'm being told by my stockbroker friends that's what you need to be putting your money in. Because this isn't going away.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's amazing the impact. And I was telling some guys that work that are more IT level than me, and they were shocked when I told them things have doubled. So,
yeah. This isn't going away. So the idea is you can either be on this train or you're going to be under it. You got to choose.
You can ride it and make some money or not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks.
Now, I'm not telling that to the people of Luther or the people of Piedmont who don't want these data centers. I think they should be able to have a say as to whether one is there or not. I will point out that a data center came to Richardson Parish, Louisiana, tiny little poor parish in North Louisiana, and they were able to collect enough tax money off of that. Municipal tax money off of that data center to give every teacher a $50,000 bonus. Some of these teachers' bonuses were more than their salary because of one data center.
And didn't you mention last week or so about the tiny nuclear plants that are on some, or there's an experiment on one military base and it's working well?
In Idaho. The way that's going to roll out is the Alpha is going on in Idaho. The Beta will be in Alaska. If those two go well, then every military base and fort will have one installed so that every military base will have its own reliable power. Then they will start licensing them for the data centers. So 5 years, maybe 10.
Yep.
Yeah.
So nuclear engineer demand will go up to you.
Yes, it will. It sure will. So, you know, I think it's something we need to be, you know, the data centers we need to be cautious of. We need to be keep an eye on it. But we must not be hysterical because it is here. It is coming, and it is not going away.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you, Chris. Glad you're listening in on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, live at 405 Social. Love to have you here. You know, they've got Cobb salad, Caesar salad, cheeseburgers, chili burgers, a whole assortment of appetizers, and grilled favorites, too. New York strip, filet mignon, wings. A lot of great stuff to try out at 405 Social, where the Freedom Forum is in full swing on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, with Lee Matthews on the drive.
KQOP, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A woman unharmed after being struck by a vehicle in Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Federal authorities say they disrupted an alleged plot targeting a UFC event held at the White House, arresting several suspects and identifying additional individuals linked to the investigation. Court documents allege one suspect, Abraham Alvarez, who previously received protection under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, after overstaying a visa, played a leading role in planning the scheme. Officials emphasize the investigation is ongoing and no final court rulings have been made. Security is extremely tight in Lower Manhattan today for the Knicks championship parade.
Record-setting crowds are possible to celebrate the Knicks. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says that means a record-high number of police officers, more than 10,000, are being assigned to the parade.
Anyone who breaks the law should expect swift enforcement action and immediate consequences.
There's heavy weapons teams, explosive detecting canine units, and drones among the tools the NYPD is using to keep the parade safe. Parade attendees will be screened, and there's a lengthy list of banned items, including backpack strollers and umbrellas. No parking south of Canal Street. In New York, I'm Scott Pringle.
An upcoming film about the January 6th Capitol riot is drawing strong reactions online. The project associated with actor Sean Penn sparked criticism from some conservative commentators and social media users shortly after it was announced. Critics questioned the film's perspective and predicted it would struggle at the box office, while supporters argue the events of January 6th remain an important subject for public discussion. Virginia is considered the most patriotic state in the nation.
The Commonwealth ranks number one on WalletHub's 2026 list of the most patriotic states in America. The findings are based on 13 indicators of patriotism, including military enlistment, veterans, voter participation, and the number of AmeriCorps volunteers per capita. Arkansas is considered the least patriotic state. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled. And it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing. And MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you, helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A woman was unharmed after being struck by a vehicle while walking on a sidewalk in southwest Oklahoma City. Police say the incident happened Wednesday morning, with the woman calling 911 to report she'd been hit. Officers say the driver remained at the scene and is cooperating with investigations. Despite the collision, the woman wasn't injured, and the investigation continues. Luther residents are expected to turn out in large numbers for another meeting on a proposed data center project. Town officials moved the discussion outdoors after heavy public interest forced an earlier meeting to be postponed. Some community members have expressed concerns about the development's impact on the town. Officials say the meeting is intended to gather public feedback before future hearings, with the discussion scheduled to be held Tuesday evening. OKC leaders have approved a plan to remove discriminatory language from historic property records. The effort affects 13 plats and neighborhoods, including Crown Heights and Lincoln Terrace. Supporters say the action reflects modern laws and community values. While the language no longer has legal effect, officials say it should no longer appear in city records. Officials say the project is aimed at eliminating outdated restrictions from official documents. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. MechRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. MechRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The Freedom Forum in full swing at 405 Social on North May. Come by, get a bite to eat, some hors d'oeuvres. Eric Erickson here giving a speech, and he'll be glad to take a selfie with you. I'm Lee Matthews, ready to do the same as I broadcast live on location at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening with partly to mostly cloudy skies. There will be a couple of showers and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm, which could bring flooding down. Downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The low will be 67 degrees. Tomorrow, anticipate the sun breaking through the clouds at times with the chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. The high will reach 83 degrees. Tomorrow night, there may be a thunderstorm in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy and humid with a low of 70. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
Mr. Plattner.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
Seems to be one of the new faces.
Not last week.
Of the moon wing of the Democratic Party.
Not yesterday.
He always looks like he's straining to have a stool.
Keep up with what's happening.
I guess he goose steps to the beat of his own drummer.
Now,
he makes Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez
with a new Freedom 96.9
look like Aunt B.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Live at 405 Social. It is Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. We're having our Freedom Forum, and Aaron Brildeck is with us. We've also got our midday guy, Eric Erickson, and Lee Matthews here for you to come by, take a selfie, talk about what's going on in the world today, or what's on your mind. Among the people you've been talking to, Aaron, what's any topics kind of popping?
Everybody's talking about what's going on with Trump and Iran. And by the way, this is quite a party going on here right now.
It is.
This is really cool. It's great to be getting out of the studio and really meeting with our listeners. And
I love it.
And they're crazy smart, and they're asking lots and lots of really hard questions and kind of keeping us on our toes. So that's kind of neat to hear. But a lot of them are asking questions about Trump and what our thoughts are of the Memorandum of Understanding, or our lack of understanding of the Memorandum of Understanding, and it seems like it's a really bad deal, and that's what everybody across the board seems to be saying.
I had a couple of calls to the show earlier today to 405-608-4377. They reminded me that Trump plays the long game.
Right.
And so there may be a lot going on that we don't know. And I'm going to keep that in my pocket.
And you and I were kind of talking about that off the air a little bit, and that Trump is a chess player, and he's usually three moves ahead of everybody when he's playing this game. And I'm just kind of in the back of my mind, because I'm a huge Trump supporter, you know that. But in the back of my mind, I'm saying to myself, there's got to be more to this that we're not seeing yet, and I'm waiting for that picture to become clear. And I sincerely hope that that's the case, because otherwise, man, this is a raw deal, and this is a guy who makes deals for a living. He was elected based on his ability to make deals. And if this is the best you can do, again, Kamala Harris could have done this.
You mentioned the crowd. I'm seeing people here that I haven't seen before. So there are people coming by and saying hi, new listeners from all over the place. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, very, very cool. I'm pretty excited about it. It's met some really cool people here already. A lot of people that are just swinging by because they're listeners. A lot of people that they come here on the regular, but some really decent people. It's a lot of fun.
You also are involved with the sheriff's department, and I know that there's been some tete-a-tete between the sheriff and the jail trust. Is there anything new on that front?
There really isn't. There was a lawsuit that was filed.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, we really can't talk about it, only because it's under litigation.
Yeah.
So, but the sheriff has already said prior to the litigation, that was by design, Once litigation starts, typically speaking, you can't talk about it. But prior to that, his argument is, and I think it's a valid argument, as far as transporting the inmates, the jail has consistently said that they can do it for cheaper than the sheriff can. The sheriff's office is paid by the jail approximately $800,000, but it costs the sheriff's office about $860,000 through the transport. So the sheriff's office loses money. The jail loses money. So the sheriff says, well, hey, here's an opportunity for taxpayers to save on both sides. And now the jail trust is saying, no, there's this indenturement. We're going to stick with the indenturement. But the indenturement is simply, it's an agreement. It's an agreement from two separate parties, and any party can, with notice, deviate from that at any time, like any agreement is.
It's not necessarily a contract.
It's not law.
Yeah.
It's not law.
Now, did I understand as well that down at the courthouse they're asking for more security, and that's one of the problems?
Correct.
Yeah.
And as the sheriff's office, we've only got so much staff.
Yeah.
We wish that we had unlimited staff. We don't.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of problems at the courthouse. Obviously, the people who go to court, anybody who goes to court, is doing so because there's something emotional going on in their life. Anything from a divorce to a criminal case to you name it, it's very highly emotionally charged there. So it's not unusual for people to act upon those emotions, and that's why you need security there, and that's exactly what the sheriff's office does. The judges have been asking for more security. We can accommodate that, but in order to do so, I mean, we're not getting any more money. So in order to do that, we have to take some people out of the jail, and we can move those people to the courthouse.
You can hear Aaron's show right here on Freedom 96.9 weekdays from 7 to 8 o'clock. What have you got lined up for tomorrow?
Man, we got a bunch going on. So there's, as you know, a massive blood shortage going on right now in Oklahoma. So we're going to have somebody from OBI.
They keep calling me. I know.
and they're smart about it because when they do it, it's always some sweet little old lady that you can't say no to.
Yeah.
So you're like,
I donate as much as I can. I honestly do. I have to be careful with blood pressure medicine. I have to take it at the right time so they won't disqualify me. But other than that,
See, I always feel bad when they ask you the questions beforehand. So the questions are stuff like, have you done any illegal drugs? Have you shot any steroids? Have you been involved in any type of pay-for-play type of activities with certain women, that kind of, and it just kind of reminds me every time of just how boring my life is.
Yeah. Aren't you disqualified anyway from donating?
Because?
Well, your pump? Your heart?
Oh, no, I can go back.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what Lee's talking about is I had a heart attack about a year ago. And had
treading on something secret here?
So they put me on some meds after that, and I'm off those meds now. So because of that, I've donated now several times. I try to go once a month and donate blood because it's the right thing to do. It saves lives.
I have to do the old colonoscopy on Monday.
Yay. So sounds like a pain in the butt.
It is. I keep having bad dreams that I'm abducted by aliens and being probed, but I can't take certain drugs between now. I got to cut back on the iron, got to cut back on the Advil, that kind of thing.
Methamphetamine?
Yeah, that too.
Got to cut back on the meth,
It's a drag. Yeah. Pablo Escobar usually sends me Christmas cards, but not anymore. All right.
Pablo, nice reach, man. Yes. That's going deep. That's going deep.
Thank you, Aaron. We will be listening tomorrow.
I appreciate it.
All righty. To Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Terry writes, Lee, the details still matter. Enforcement still matters. And nobody should trust Iran without verification. But if this deal does remove nuclear material and stop escalation, protects Israel, and brings the Strait of Hormuz back under control, then this could become one of the biggest peace through strength wins of not only Trump's presidency, any presidency. No blind trust, no weak surrender, no Obama retreat. Trump is going to be bringing it home. We'll see. We'll see, Terry. Thanks a lot. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So we heard earlier today that Abraham Alvarez, identified in the federal documents as the alleged ringleader of the plot to carry out the mass casualty event at the UFC event at the White House, is an illegal immigrant from Mexico who overstayed his visa, according to Homeland Security information first obtained by reporters. Really? No. Alvarez came to the United States as a child and was granted by the Obama administration in 2014 deportation relief through the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals Program, DACA, that you've heard so much about. After he failed to leave the country when his B-2 expired in 2001. Five co-conspirators have been arrested so far this month for allegedly planning with others to use drone equipment and explosives to force an evacuation from the White House event on Sunday. And in the ensuing chaos, a team of snipers was allegedly going to open fire on the crowds. Federal investigators claim Alvarez was responsible for planning, organizing, and directing the attack. Court records ousted Alvarez as a foreign national, considering he's consented to a consular notification after his arrest this weekend, though the documents provided no information on his specific immigration status nor his country of origin. I think that should be added into whatever charges they attach to what they're going to attach to him. The White House and FBI declined to comment. After plans for the initial attack on Sunday, federal authorities claim the plotters planned a second wave where they would storm the White House gate. Co-conspirators purportedly sought to jumpstart a revolution. Viva la revolución! Although Alvarez would be the only one that could say it. He's already used the name Shepherd in a group chat dedicated to planning the attack. He was responsible for the planning, organization, and directing of that attack, says the Justice Department. Investigators have identified 23 of individuals who are part of the alleged terror planning network. Suspects involved in the thwarted UFC plot stand in line and are on display. One of them is only 19, but he looks like he's like 36 or 37. It's really, really, really weird. Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. The Supreme Court ruled on a Second Amendment ruling today. It's good for those of us who want to bear arms, bad for those of us who are trying to use a certain loophole to get Hunter Biden sent up the river. But I will get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. John writes, the only thing I learned in my college statistics class was the same data can be used to say whatever you want it to. Yes, John, I had statistics in college as well, and that was the first thing that occurred to me. Huh. You can take this data, and you can manipulate it to say anything you want. Live at 405 Special, this is Lee Matthews. It is our Freedom Forum. Eric Erickson, who does our midday show, is here. Chance to meet him, maybe have a bite to eat, have a drink with him, have a picture taken. They've got a great menu here at 405 Social, and that includes starters, soups and salads, wings, appetizers, grilled favorites like New York strip and filet mignon. They've also got po' boys, a barbecue pork po' boy, and a shrimp po' boy. I'm going to have to try their shrimp po' boy because I'm a big fan of shrimp po' boys because I grew up on po' boys. A po' boy is nothing more than a sub sandwich, although down in New Orleans where po' boys originated, they do a lot of interesting things with them. They have taken what would be a sub sandwich and really kind of opened it up quite a bit. You can get fried shrimp po' boys, fried oyster po' boys, or a connection of both. You can get French fry po' boys. There are a lot of Irish descendants that live in New Orleans, and so those sell really well. Why are they called po' boys? It all happened, I want to say, back in the 1920s when there was a strike of the streetcar operators union. And as a result, none of them were getting paid. So they would go by this particular sandwich shop that was sympathetic to their plight, and they would get a free sandwich. And the word they would use was, here comes another po' boy, here comes another po' boy.
and they'd make a sandwich for them. So that's how it became called the po' boy. Or as my grandparents would say, poor boy. No, it's po' boy. Don't talk like that. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Terry writes, Lee, retired Vice Admiral Robert Howard just laid out exactly why Iran's tough guy act against President Trump is not going to end the way the regime thinks it will. According to Howard, time is actually working in Trump's favor because the pressure keeps building while Iran continues doing what it always does. Talk endlessly, threaten constantly, stall negotiations, and refuse to actually deliver anything meaningful. That strategy may have worked against weaker administrations, but Howard made it clear this White House is operating from an entirely different playbook. President Trump is not looking for another fake Obama-style deal filled with loopholes, pallets of cash, and promises nobody expects Iran to keep. The administration's position is simple and non-negotiable. The strait must stay open. The nuclear program must end. The uranium issue must be resolved completely. And the funding pipeline fueling Iran's proxy groups across the Middle East has to be dismantled. Howard basically said the conflict does not truly end until those conditions are met. And honestly, that is why Tehran sounds increasingly desperate right now. The regime keeps thinking that it can outlast Trump through delay tactics and public threats. But every month, the economic pressure grows, the regional isolation grows, and the leverage shifts further away from the mullahs. I think you're right, Terry. We shall see if it all comes out that way. Join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We're live at 405 Social. On May, just north of the Turnpike, live on location, it's the Freedom Forum. I'm here. Our morning guy, Aaron Brillbeck, is here. And our midday guy, Eric Erickson, in from Atlanta. He's here on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Getting ready for the big Liberty Fest as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, also the 100th anniversary of Route 66. There aren't that many businesses that are still on Route 66 and have been on Route 66 since there was a Route 66, except Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. And as Frontier Auto Group has been there the entire time, they've been doing the same thing the entire time. They haven't succumbed to all the new fads that a lot of the corporations are forcing upon local dealerships. They still open your hood and look under it to see what's going on, whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC not doing as well as it should, recalls and safety issues, and they look at them and deal with them at no charge whatsoever. They also check all of that during the regularly scheduled service visits. So you might find you have a new partner in taking care of your vehicle, whether you bought it at Frontier Auto Group or not. 405-262-3355, frontiermotors.net in El Reno.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Hay.
Chance Auto Group.
It's the Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale at H&A Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Friday through Sunday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long. Take 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s. Shop a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. But don't wait. These deals won't last. The Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale. Only at H&A Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillback, host of Freedom's First News on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your TGIF, it's First Responder Friday. Hear from those heroes who keep you and your family safe. Plus, all the news you missed while you were sleeping and your calls and comments and the dad joke of the day. It all starts Friday at 7 on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
On Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and the Tribe, 405-608-4377. Coincidentally, we are at 405 Social, which is where the Shiki Japanese Steakhouse used to be. So North May and just about a block north of the Turnpike. We are celebrating our Freedom Forum. Eric Erickson back from the morning show is here. I'm here, and we'd love to see you too. Or a phone call to 405-608-4377, like Zach. Where are you, Zach, if anywhere?
Oklahoma City, sir.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, just a couple things. I know we've spoken before about the Iran deal. I know you guys, I know that's definitely been a hot topic today. Again, yeah. I'm still a little leery, and I'm fearful of how this is going to play out going towards the midterms, especially if, you know, let's say Iran does decide to go back on their word with the mm-hmm. Strait of Hormuz, start mining it, and then gas prices are rising due to tensions right at the midterms. Or, you know, again, if this can be framed as something to beat over the administration's head. Now, one thing that really kind of sparked a thought in my head, though, when you're reading one of the emails from a listener who talked about the isolation of Iran now in the region. But I have to question that, because the $300 billion fund to help rebuild the country isn't coming from the United States. It's coming from investment from within the region, if I understood.
And funds of their money that we have frozen long ago. So it'll be a combination of both.
Okay. Well, you know, like I say, I mean, I'm definitely willing to wait to ride out to see, you know, because you guys do have a good point about the long game with the Trump administration, you know, and how they play, especially geopolitical issues. So I just don't want to be overly optimistic. Now, onto the data center point, you definitely hit the nail on the head in the sense that people can't be afraid of progress. We can't stifle it. We have to recognize that this is part of our global competition with China. That this is a market, data centers and AI and tech, it is the new frontier, so to speak, for growth, for how a country or a nation state can have a global influence. So while I know that there is definitely scare campaigns out there to try to deter people from embracing the idea of data centers and expanding domestic technology platforms and the ecosystems, we really have to get past that. You know, we can't be afraid of it. It's here, and we want America on the forefront. I mean, that would be, in my mind, that's similar to, you know, the days of internet or the beginning of space exploration, you know, and we stifled that. Would we really want another nation to take the lead? You know, this is, again, a new frontier, so to speak, in terms of technology and global influence. So, and it's to your point with the bonuses for teachers, it can definitely be a big positive influence on these local communities who may not have anything else to drive or generate that tax revenue that comes with these data centers. So there's a lot to think about. But it's definitely not all doom and gloom. And I would say that the environmental impacts, you know, I'm a plumber by trade. I've asked some of the guys who have worked on these projects. And you've mentioned this before. A lot of this is not self-contained, but it's not like they're bringing in new water every time you start it up.
They recycle their own water.
Yes. If they're losing water, there's an issue to be fixed. A lot of these guys who have worked on these projects, I mean, they're making really good money. You know, granted, you do have to travel sometimes to, you know, depending on where the project is located, but it's definitely worth it. So even in that sense, you know, we all talk about how we want to build out the trades and get the next generation involved in it. This is a way to kill two birds with one stone. Not only can we put America at the forefront of the next frontier of global influence, but we can also empower a generation to make really good money doing things that help them build a nation. So those are just my points.
I got to leave it there, Zach, because we're running out of time. But I agree with everything you say. I go back to what I've said many times. This train is leaving the station, and we can be on it or we can be under it. I would rather be on it, so I'm not hysterical about it. I think we can work out all the other problems. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding is not a final peace deal, but a framework aimed at reaching lasting peace. Scott did question part of that agreement.
So we ought to hold back any money we have of theirs, or they pay us for the cost of the actions we had to take, because we only did this because they've been killing Americans.
Other Republicans, including Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, call it a major foreign policy mistake. A retired reconnaissance Marine is being awarded the Medal of Honor by President Trump. Major James Capers Jr. led his team through a deadly ambush in South Vietnam in 1967. While injured and bleeding, Capers got his 9-man team to a helicopter for evacuation after 4 days and nights of fighting.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 72 points, the S&P 500 gained 80 points, and the NASDAQ skyrocketed 496 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A woman was unharmed after being struck by a vehicle while walking on a sidewalk in southwest Oklahoma City. Police say the incident happened Wednesday morning, with the woman calling 911 to report she'd been hit. Officers say the driver remained at the scene and is cooperating with investigations. Despite the collision, the woman wasn't injured, and the investigation continues. Luther residents are expected to turn out in large numbers for another meeting on a proposed data center project. Town officials moved the discussion outdoors after heavy public interest forced an earlier meeting to be postponed. Some community members have expressed concerns about the development's impact on the town. Officials say the meeting is intended to gather public feedback before future hearings, with the discussion scheduled to be held Tuesday evening. OKC leaders have approved a plan to remove discriminatory language from historic property records. The effort affects 13 plats and neighborhoods, including Crown Heights and Lincoln Terrace. Supporters say the action reflects modern laws and community values. While the language no longer has legal effect, officials say it should no longer appear in city records. Officials say the project is aimed at eliminating outdated restrictions from official documents. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Is retirement on your horizon? Well, then Medicare is also on your horizon. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts from people trying to get you to sign up for Medicare, and it can be confusing. I'm here to make your life easy, especially if Medicare is on your horizon. One phone call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make if you are new to Medicare. The team will come out, talk to you in person, and put together a plan that works for you. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Call that team, 405-848-5790. If you wait too long, you're going to miss out on some of the benefits you have coming to you, or worse yet, you may have to wait another year before you can sign up again. 405-848-5790. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group right here in Oklahoma, serving you. They've been doing this for over 30 years, and they've seen everything that can be thrown at you. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery. Just add the sun.
Are you a wellhead hand or a rig floor hand ready to work closer to home? J&W Services, a wellhead manufacturer and service company, is hiring local field service technicians right here in western Oklahoma. Good pay, home most nights, and a winning team. If you got wellhead or rig floor experience, we want to talk. Apply at jnwservices.com/careers. That's jnwservices.com/careers. Or call 432-687-0515. That's 432-687-0515. J&W Services, hard work. Wellheads, close to home.
Ah, the sounds of summer. You expect to hear this, not this. At bath time, the giggles should echo, not alarms. But accidents happen fast. In just a moment, everything can change. Keep kids safe around water with these simple steps. Assign a responsible adult to watch the water. No phones, no distractions. Never take your eyes off a child during bath time. And always check for hidden dangers where kids play. Let's make water safety part of every day. For more information, visit oklahoma.gov/health/drowning.
The Freedom Forum continues at 405 Social on North May. It's Lee Matthews. Come by, visit with me, visit with Eric Erickson. Have a bite to eat. In the remaining minutes, we are here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening with partly to mostly cloudy skies. There will be a couple of showers and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm, which could bring flooding downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The low will be 67 degrees. Tomorrow, anticipate the sun breaking through the clouds at times with the chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. The high will reach 83 degrees. Tomorrow night, there may be a thunderstorm in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy and humid with a low of 70. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's Lee Matthews and the Freedom Forum. We are in the middle of it here at 405 Social. Delighted to have you along at 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. More data on how State Question 832 fell flat. And it's a what did I tell you moment. A what did I tell you moment. What's your name?
Ian. Well, I'm from up there.
Okay. Nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in and making a special trip.
Thank you for being
here. Yes. I didn't mean to, but I got to get back to this. Anyway, Luther finally got their town hall meeting and the possibility of a data center. No, they put a moratorium on the possibility of a data center. Has Trump managed to fix the Iranian situation to the point no future president will have to worry about it? I think so. What do you think? 405-608-4377. And the attack on the UFC event was organized by an illegal immigrant. It's almost a what did I tell you moment, but it's not quite a what did I tell you moment. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Also, I wanted to get into this. The Supreme Court sided today with a habitual marijuana user who challenged a federal law
banning anyone who uses illegal drugs from legally possessing a firearm. A Second Amendment case that tested the limits of restricting gun ownership. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. And that would be, wait a minute, if you are impaired, why would it be legal for you to have a gun? Well, because marijuana has become legal. Trump has taken it off the Schedule I list. More people are imbibing it, just like people imbibe in a beer or a drink. And just because you've had a drink or a beer doesn't necessarily mean you lose your Second Amendment rights. And that's what the court's decision was. It was unanimous. 9-0. Stick that in your pipe, gun grabbers, and stick that in your marijuana bong, gun grabbers, and smoke it. I agree with it. I'm glad. I'm all for removing certain restrictions when it comes to overreach by the government. Now, here's the bad side. They were trying to use this portion of the gun law to go after Hunter Biden, because Hunter Biden is seen with a crack pipe and he's got a gun with him. Well, this is now here is what the Supreme Court said about that. The Supreme Court said there are still state laws and statutes that can be enforced by states when it comes to certain narcotics and drugs. But they cannot come after you if you are a low-grade user like marijuana. Here's what Gorsuch, who wrote the opinion. Wait, was it Gorsuch? Yeah, it was Gorsuch. All right, so you got a guy like Lee Matthews, and Lee Matthews is licensed to carry a gun, and Lee Matthews keeps his gun by his bedside, and Lee Matthews is having trouble sleeping, so he borrows his wife's Ambien. All right, well, now he's on Ambien, and he's sleeping. If someone breaks into his house and he's on Ambien and pulls that gun and uses it, he's technically under the influence. Should that be illegal? Well, the Supreme Court said no, it should not. Nor should Lee Matthews lose his Second Amendment rights because he just so happened to borrow his wife's Ambien. Likewise, marijuana farmer Brown is smoking or testing some of the newest product, and he just so happens to see somebody breaking into his growery to try to steal stuff, and he uses his gun to defend himself. Well, he's technically under the influence of some of his own weed. I mean, should he not lose his Second Amendment rights as a result? The Supreme Court said today, no. So that was one of the big decisions that was handed down by the Supreme Court earlier today on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And tomorrow we might get a ruling on birthright citizenship. That is a big one. That's a real big one when it comes to the Democrats, because the Democrats believe that if you are born in the United States, all you have to be is born in the United States, you are automatically a United States citizen. The argument against it says the 14th Amendment says and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And what the interpretation of that line means is that you cannot just walk across the border to El Paso, have your baby at the first clinic you come across, and that baby be a citizen of the United States, because that baby is not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. All right, another scenario. You want to become a United States citizen. You've applied for and received the green card. You're going through all of the processes necessary to become a citizen. You get pregnant, and you have your baby. Well, now, because you are going through the process of having the baby, I'm sorry, because you're going through the process of becoming a citizen, you are subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So that's what they are trying to shut down. Challengers to this clause in the 14th Amendment that the Supreme Court was hearing. It looks to me like the Supreme Court's going to come down in favor of subject to the jurisdiction thereof. It means you can't just hitchhike across the border, have your baby. And it's not just the southern border, Canadian border too. People were trying to do it that way too. So it's not just hitchhike across the Canadian border or the southern border, have your baby, cha-ching, my baby's a citizen of the United States, therefore I have to stay in the United States to take care of my baby, because you, how dare you break up mother and child. This was also fighting what are called baby mills, in which the groups of cartels are going down to Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and they are gathering up women who are pregnant and saying, come with us. Not only are we going to get you into the United States, but we're going to get you citizenship. And once you get citizenship, guess what? You're going to work for us. And you are going to become not mules, but holders of some of our product as it comes across the border. That's what that's all about. Okay, so the birthright citizenship would shut that down. And we want it to be shut down that way. So we might get rulings on that tomorrow. This is the time of year that the Supreme Court releases these kinds of decisions. Mostly they do so now and up. And usually the more, here's what they normally do. And I'm going to just be blunt about it. They normally wait till 4th of July weekend. And the more controversial decisions they dump on the Friday before the holiday weekend. The reason is that way they leave town and they don't have to answer any questions. They leave town and they hope the press and everybody else is too distracted by the holiday weekend, the 4th of July weekend, and having a good time that nobody's going to start asking questions, difficult questions, about the Supreme Court decisions. So, your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Laura writes, Lee, we will never have peace in the Middle East because Islam is a death cult. How well-versed in Islam is the average person who works for Donald Trump? I know Trump knows what's up. Islam hates the United States. Does his cabinet members understand this? How many people in America understand this? A lot of people understand this, Laura. They do. I know you don't think so, but they do. Now, does that mean we can't negotiate with them? Maybe. I think it means, yeah, we can negotiate with them. But more importantly, can we discipline them? And that's what Trump is trying to do. As I mentioned earlier in the program, one of Trump's mantras is, I don't always get what I ask for, I always get what I want. So Trump asked for a lot from Iran. It looks like he got no nukes, and his big thing was to open the Strait of Hormuz. He wanted that open so that the oil would flow, and he knows how speculation works. He wanted the speculation to immediately drop the price of oil, which it did. And now he's happy. He wants to keep that open for 60 days and then see what happens from there on. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. All this noise behind me is we're having a party, and it's a good party. It is the Freedom. We're having the Freedom 96.9 Forum. And we're talking to our listeners. We're meeting and greeting with you. No, we're not asking you to vote for anybody or anything. We just want you to continue to listen to Freedom 96.9 and maybe participate and call in and be a part of the conversation. Like Wesley, who is writing in on lmatthews@freedom969.com. Lee, let's be absolutely clear. Iran came to the table because it ran out of options. Its leadership was decimated. Its military was crippled. Its economy under crushing pressure. And it knew exactly what came next if it refused to negotiate. That's leverage. As someone who served in Iraq and spent 2 years as a diplomatic liaison officer in Saudi Arabia, I can tell you this. Iran is weaker today than it has been in decades. The regime understood one thing. President Trump was prepared to do more. That's why they folded. And to the armchair generals demanding weeks, months, or more bombing, you're missing the point. The goal wasn't endless war. The goal was to neutralize the threat and secure peace from the position of strength. The same president who delivered the Abraham Accords moved the embassy to Jerusalem and crippled Iran's terror financing network did it again. President Trump forced the hostile regime to negotiate on America's terms. That is not appeasement. No, it is not, Wesley, and well stated, sir. Thank you for writing in to L. Matthews at freedom969.com. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. The crowd is enjoying some of the drink specials that are in full swing, also enjoying some of the great menu items on 405 Social, like the New York Strip, the filet mignon. They've got a seafood boil you got to try. If you want to go British, why, it's fish and chips. They've got grilled salmon, chicken tender dinner, wing dinner, fish tacos, chicken tacos, 405 fried rice, you got to try that. Good old-fashioned American hot dog, a ton of appetizers to choose from, a ton of different burgers and wings to choose from, all here at 405 Social, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. I'm here because we had our Freedom Forum today. We were welcoming our good friend Eric Erickson to Oklahoma City, where he has been doing our midday show. Aaron Brillbeck is here as well. I'm here, and we hope to see you here sometime on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
I think the biggest news of the week has been the deal with Iran, which has opened both figuratively and literally the Strait of Hormuz. And the oil market responded by oil prices drastically dropping. And the stock market responded by going through the roof. Thank you, Donald Trump. Your nest egg will be doing very well as a result, but can it do better? Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital can probably find a way to make it do much better for you from McGuire Capital. McGuire Capital, McGuireCap.com. He's right here in Bethany, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, by the way, on Route 66. But his personal phone number is 405-760-5863. Why am I giving you his personal number? Because he handles your finances personally. 405-760-5863, whatever those assets may be, and no matter what value those assets are, he will take care of it. Been doing it now since he was 14 years of age. 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmar SA 425 Tractor Package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
When it's your day to play, play at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday. There's so many ways to score a payday, with all your favorite games, all the newest games, table games, with daily promos like Girls Night, Club 50, Guys Night, Play and Earn, plus monthly promotions and so much more. There's also great dining at Eagle's Nest Restaurant, and refresh yourself at Fourth Quarter Sports Bar, where we always have your game. Cimarron Casino, every day is payday. Perkins, Oklahoma.
When your truck is down, every minute matters. Delays can impact schedules, customers, and your bottom line. At P&M Truck Repair, we specialize exclusively in diesel repair for semi-trucks and trailers. Whether you need fleet maintenance, preventative maintenance services, engine repairs, DOT inspections, truck washes, or trailer washouts, our experienced diesel specialists are ready to get you back on the road quickly and efficiently. Don't let unexpected downtime keep your truck parked. Trust the team that understands the trucking industry and the importance of keeping your truck on the road. Call P&M Truck Repair today at 405-551-3320. P&M Truck Repair. Built for working drivers.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
The news never stops, and I'm here to cover it all for you, including the breaking news. And we got a lot to cover this week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. From the G7 summit to the fallout of the primary results to the Iran deal and so much more, I'll give you in-depth analysis, my opinion. I'll even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom right here across Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, and Lee Matthews live at 405 because of the area code. Social because this is the type of place where you want to come by and you want to socialize, don't you? Eric joining us. Good to hear from you, Eric. Glad you came. I will try. I will do my best, okay? Are you going to be here still? Okay. Okay, I'm on the air now, but I will be off the air in just a few minutes, all right? Our good friend Eric joining us on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. A lot of people came by to see not just Eric from Germany, but Eric from Eric Erickson, who is here. Brooke writes on social media, Lee, Oklahomans rejected the $15 wage mandate, adding the state to the list of places that have struck down high wage mandates, including California, Massachusetts, during the last cycle of elections. Why it matters? Well, three quarters of economists oppose wage hikes, like State Question 832 did, with the vast majority saying it would lead to more automation, 71%. Increased barriers to entries for younger workers, 73%. Making it harder for mom and pop shops to stay in business, 69%. And increase the cost of living, 59%. Brooke, you're right. Those statistics are all right. And I thank you for sharing them with us on Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews. Don writes, I hear all about the employment that will be created from data centers. Maybe for initial construction, but after that, it all goes away. Very few people are required to keep it running. Also, my understanding is that artificial intelligence coalesces information from all aspects of the internet. The information is only as good as those who put the information on the internet with or without any biases. My own personal experience of using AI for mechanical problems around the house or autos is less than stellar, maybe 70% accurate. Just a simple request from AI for torque specs on a wheel lug is less than 50% accurate. Unless you want to take AI or make AI responsible, that you need to check your owner's manual, for which I don't need to research AI for all those answers. If you need that advice, you shouldn't be driving. All right, Don, that's fine. First of all, you are right. I remember when I was over there, and they were so fired up about artificial intelligence and were encouraging us to use it in our daily life and try to find a way to use it in our daily life. And so they said, start by using it to write some of the things you're going to do on the air. And so I did. And I it wrote out some things for me to put on the air, and I looked at it. I said, okay, those are all right. Not going to get sued. Not going to get kicked off the air, but I could write better copy myself. So I quit using it. I have used it when I'm trying to research a really sticky topic, and I don't have time to dig through all
the research that's available. AI will filter it out for me. But the thing is, Don, is that we are at the Model T phase of artificial intelligence and data centers. Data centers are needed so that the artificial intelligence can get better. I've also told the story before that I had a dear old aunt who, she was born in 1911. She remembers for the first time getting a telephone in the house where she grew up and telling her parents, she was a young woman at the time, telling her parents, well, privacy's out the door. We're not going to have any more privacy ever again. This damn thing's going to keep us awake all night long. So people even feared the telephone, the technology of the telephone at the time, because they didn't understand how it was going to connect them and connect the world. By the way, it was about 40 years later, they were damn glad they had that telephone because the house caught fire and they were able to call a fire department. They didn't have to get on the horse and ride into town and hope there was somebody at the fire department. So we're at the Model T phase of artificial intelligence at this point. Keep that in mind. And as I always say, when you're on, this train is leaving the station, so you can be on it or you can be under it. Live on location at 405 Social. I'll be back in the studio tomorrow with Firearms Friday. Going to do Guns of Our Fathers then, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. It's Lee Matthews in The Drive. Thank you for joining us today.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.